You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast, and a special guest here for episode 150, talented artist, musician, April March. April, welcome to the show. So glad to have you on.
Thank you. It's nice to be on.
Yeah. We'll be talking about music and art with April. I first encountered some of your music, some of your recent releases in a French pop style, the track Allons-y, which we'll be playing in a little bit. But prior to getting into the music and all that, ask a general philosophical question about your propensity to be an artist. And When you were young, I mean, were you an artist? Did you see yourself as an artist? Were you doing artful things?
Yeah, definitely. I was drawing a lot, and I was. We had like a little toy reel-to-reel tape recorder that you just recorded over and over. So anything you recorded just erased the other thing. So I was doing that a lot, and drawing and painting and. Making things.
Yeah. And about music, was there a certain point you saw yourself being a musical performer and singing as a primary outlet for art?
I think probably like right after high school. I was living in the city in New York, and I started to see that, you know, it could be possible that I could have my own band. So that's when I sort of gravitated towards that whole idea.
Yeah, yeah. What about the influence of French pop? And it's a style that maybe some Americans are used to, Serge Gainsbourg and French pop from a bit ago. I've always been really attracted to the sound and dancing to that music and trying to sing along the best that I can. So like what, for, you know, 2022 here, American listeners and they hear what, as far as French pop goes, how did you encounter it and what do you dig about it?
I encountered it, you know, at home, because my mother had a few records. But after that, when I moved to the city, like after high school, I was working briefly at a record store. And my friend that also worked there had, she had the first Sylvie Vartan album that I guess her father had brought back from a business trip. So that's when I started to just look for French records beyond, you know, the things that my mother had, like, and it was impossible to get them. So I would like hitch rides up to Montreal when my friends were playing up there and buy them up there. And I think what I liked about it, I mean, the very first Sylvie Vartan album is actually produced by Mickey Baker, who was Ike Turner's guitar player. So there is an American sound to a little bit, you know, it's one of her more sort of rock and roll records. But I think what drew me in the most was it was just a completely different style and sound, which, you know, as I spoke to people, and I did actually end up speaking to Mickey Baker about it, just the fact that, you know, in France, the musical tradition doesn't go back to, you know, blues and country. It just doesn't. They have a whole different, they're much more apt to be going back to classical or jazz as their roots. And then there are things like they didn't really have vocal groups, like they didn't have doo-wop groups or girl groups. like the whole idea of that type of group just didn't exist. So their pop music is just coming from a different set of ingredients, you know, and then it's hugely influenced obviously by the UK and the US, but the sort of bedrock is not going to be country, you know, blues or country, which is more what we have. Everything kind of stems from that because that's American music.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's what I liked. It was just a completely different feeling. And then, you know, it's very Latin. It's very totally different sensibilities.
Yeah. One of the things I'm very interested in about you as an artist is that obviously with the audio and music is one form of expression, but I know you've done illustration work in the past, and I think I'm really interested at those who are extremely proficient like yourself at both the visual, the illustration and depiction and also sound. Do you feel when you're entering into those different realms that your art practice is radically different, or is it just kind of a different way of expressing what you want to artistically?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a different form of expression. You know, I sort of started, you know, my art career really is rooted in animation. I was an animator for many, many, many years. And, you know, all the Warner Brothers animators and the Disney animators, like in the 30s and 40s and Fleischer's, they were jazz musicians too. So, you know, there's a similar thing with animation and music, because you're dealing with rhythms and I don't know what it is, but so it didn't feel like any really kind of departure. Like all the studios that I worked in, people were often also musicians, and yeah, like very proficient ones too. So yeah, it just sort of felt like it was kind of swimming in the same waters. And then, you know, more recently, you know, after I stopped doing animation, because I was trained to do like traditional 2D animation, you know, with pencil and paper. And, you know, I tried to train so that I could do computer animation. I just don't have the brain for it. So when I did switch over to illustration, I don't know if you know, I had a book come out, a children's book in 2018. And Jack White wrote the text. It was the text from one of his songs. Yeah, it's just, you know, and that's a good example. He's very, he uses a lot of art and images to go with the music. I mean, in everything that he does. So I don't really see a big departure between music and 2D art, really. I mean, it's sort of like film. It's just, I don't know, they kind of just all go together.
Yeah, that song and book, I think we're going to be friends. I remember when I first heard that song, I just, it's strange to hear like a really sweet song, just like a really beautiful and sweet song. So when I found out you had illustrated that, I was just naturally attracted to the story that's behind that. And I think it's a beautiful song. And So really love that. April, I have a big question for you before we get too deep into art that I ask all my artist guests is, what exactly is art?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's just like another language, perhaps. I mean, there is some saying that art decorates space and music decorates time or something like that. I might not be getting that right, but yeah, I mean, I just think it's another language or another form of expression.
Yeah, yeah. About art itself, do you think it has a specific role for humans? Is art supposed to be doing something for us that nothing else can?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I mean, there's a really great James Baldwin quote, which I'm just going to paraphrase it, but he says essentially, it's in the essay called The Artist's Struggle for Integrity, which I think was like a, I don't remember why it was some speech that he gave. It might've been even to like a graduating class or something, but he was explaining that, you know, the role of the artist the artist is there to kind of describe the human experience or human condition. And, you know, it's your responsibility because, only an artist or a poet or someone with that type of, I don't know what you want to say, gift or skill. It's the responsibility of those people that were born with that to do that for other human beings, because I can't remember what he said, like something like, you know, priests can't do it, lawyers can't do it. You know, there's a lot of jobs where they can't do sort of describe the experience of being human so much.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like, I'm thinking of James Baldwin in the context of, you know, being actually pretty prominent in French popular culture, intellectual culture as a writer. I know he lived there, but also I'm thinking about the connection to jazz. And I thought Baldwin is just a phenomenal public intellectual.
He actually lived across the street from Gainsbourg at one point.
Did he? I did not know that.
No, I don't know if they were there at the exact same time. The hotel that he was living in Paris is directly across the street from, or like diagonally across the street from Gainsbourg's house in Paris.
Yeah, I found Baldwin to be such a deep thinker and radical and ahead of his times. I appreciate your mention of James Baldwin. Talking about your EP Palladium, and as I mentioned, will be cut into a track All on C, which is both the video of it and your collaboration with Olivia Jean, just such a wonderful energy, great tune. And I know there's kind of the variations of a theme. I haven't listened to Palladium. Can you just tell the listeners just about the project, what brought you to Palladium, and just what you're trying to do there?
Well, basically, you know, I had met Olivia and she was wanting to record that song for her album. And she was having a hard time with the French. doesn't speak French. And so I think actually, I think Jack had reached out to me to ask what was my advice on how to attack that song. And I just said, pick another song.
Not that one.
Really hard song to sing, especially if you don't speak French at all, it's like really hard. So, and then we met, I guess maybe 6 months later or something, I guess. Yeah. And I said, you know, how's that song going? And she said, and I said, well, why don't we just take another stab at it and I'll do it with you. She was like, oh, I like that idea. So then we just decided to do that. And Third Man liked the idea, so they, you know, they put it out and everything. And we, but we couldn't, you know, because it's a cover. So we had so many different directions we wanted to go that they said it would be fine if we wanted to do three different directions and then make it six versions. So that's what we did. We just did three entirely different directions.
Yeah. Yeah. And thanks so much for doing it. For me, I don't know, as far as the song itself, it felt like you can't always do that with the song, but it felt right. And I love the different versions. April, we're going to cut to that track. Listeners, this track is I Want to See You Off Palladium by artist April March.
And Olivia Jean.
I was dancing off camera in part because I know, like, that song, there's like those type of songs, there's these songs sometimes that if, you know, some, like, you hear a song played in an area and you say, like, this song is impossible to not dance to, and you wonder why, like, nobody is dancing. Just love that track. Love that EP. What I wanted to ask, April is, and this is kind of like a question about, influences or like how you become the person you are. But the question is, who or what made you who you are, April?
Oh, What do you mean?
What made you who you are? Like, is like influences as an artist or as a person? I mean, sometimes people say, I saw this painting at the Louvre one time, and they got into that painter. Who or what made you like what you became? Your influences.
I don't know. I mean, I was born in Manhattan, so I think I saw a lot of different cultures around me, and so I think, I don't know, I think that just that sort of city life made me feel like a part of a very large world. And then I spent a lot of time also in the country, like in the woods and, you know, by the ocean and stuff like that. So, I think, I don't know, just the largeness of what was around me is kind of what formed me. I don't know. And just a lot of curiosity. And then, you know, my household was very intellectual. My mother was an art historian. My dad was a editor at Oxford and then Yale University Press after that. So I grew up with a lot of books and records and, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah, you're around it growing up. 2022 here, and just talking a little bit more about music. Have you listened to something recently that folks really need to listen to this music now? Is there anything you've run into recently that you're like, damn, this is? I know Olivia Jean's stuff is absolutely fantastic, she's great. But like, what do people need to be listening now? Like, what's caught your ear?
I like Fishbach a lot. I like her new album. And let's see, I just this morning I heard Alton Ellis, who I hadn't heard. That was kind of a little bit mind-blowing for me. I don't know. I just I'm having like a brain freeze.
You know what's interesting? No, like seriously, on that question here, I ask it once in a while, and yeah. I think I suffer from the same thing, right? If I'd like you listen to like 20 different things, but if you asked at a particular moment, it'd be like, it's all in the soup. It's all in the soup of what I listened to recently.
Yeah, I just can't. I think like that new album that I've been playing a lot is Fishbach's new album, but then, you know, then I went back to her first album, which I love, but, you know, yeah, I mean, that's the most recent thing that I got.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I like to ask guests is, just as far as, your connection to other arts. I know I had asked a question about, you know, video and audio, and as you saw them, you know, just kind of different manifestations of your thinking. One of the things that I've seen come about, or that's come about in discussion about the role of art now, and I think it's in that James Baldwin quote, and it has to do with like that the artist does have a different role, potentially have a different role of being able to communicate certain things that maybe other groups, like you said, maybe priests can't or others can't. But do you think that the role of the artist now just in the face of, you know, things that are going on with the world, where we're talking about, you know, the pandemic, or you know, social inequities, climate change. Do you think that the role of the artist still remains the same in this day and age, or is there something different about being an artist now?
mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think basically what everybody's been born with, you know, whatever their God-given talents, they just should be concentrating on that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, there's been hard times all through the ages, and everybody's roles are important. So whatever, you know, whatever you were put on the earth to do, you should be doing it.
Be doing it.
I mean, that's your purpose. I think it's, you know, I don't really distinguish between which role is more important. It's all just, people should be focusing on what they do best so that they don't get into other people's business.
Should allow a pause there for 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, or trying to subjugate or take over other people or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Major question, titular question of the show, April. Why is there something rather than nothing in this world?
So what kind of something?
I don't know. Why is there something? Like, why are we doing, why are we doing these things? Why is there, it could, the universe could be nothing. Oh, but,
well,
yeah.
I think, you know, I do these Vedic meditations, and actually that was touched on this morning. And it's basically that, you know, this isn't the universe isn't just like a cold void. It's a human universe. It's full of humans. So that is the universe. Like, we make up the universe. So that's the substance. There's humans and animals and plants and everything. So that's not nothing.
So I've been asking this question for guests over all this time, and you had it in your Vedic meditation this morning, right? So little did I know. April March, where do people go to find you, to find your music, to find your art? How to lead the listeners to encountering April March?
Well, I think it's all on all of the streaming platforms. I mean, I don't have Spotify I think it depends. Like, there's a certain bunch of masters that are owned by me, and I took those all off all the streaming platforms. So, in fact, the song that I'm most known for is not available. It will be available, but just not for a little while. And I took it down just because a lot of it, you know, on YouTube, and I don't know if people know this, things are just put up by other people. So I took everything down so that I could put it all back up, and, you know, everything can come to me instead of, I don't know, a little cosmonaut somewhere. I don't really know, but yeah, so there's that. And, you know, it's always good to go to your local indie record store. I'm not sure if the Record Store Day release is still, if there's still copies out there, but there might be.
I've searched, and in at least in the Portland, Oregon area, haven't found, but I'm still on the search. So
okay. Well, but you can also, that Record Store Day release was released just a few months ago on by Omnivore on CD with bonus tracks. So that's very easy to find. You can find that.
Awesome. I did find a Francois Hardy album. Nice French one. Yeah. Yeah. And just like groovy background. I will look for that. Yeah. And thanks so much for your music and art. Everybody should check out April March's music. Like I said, I love the video, your collaboration with Olivia Jean very vibrant, very dance-worthy style of music I love. And it's just very uplifting and super poppy without apology, like just feeling it. I just adore it. April, thanks so much for coming on to the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast. It's been a great pleasure to meet you and to talk with you and to hear some of your music. We'll be going out with the track Open Your Window, Romeo, and that's off Incinerama, your album. Anything you wanted to say about the groovy track Open Your Window, Romeo?
I'm drawing a blank. Oh, just that, you know, that's from the album called Incinerama that just came out on Omnivore Records, and that was released last year as a Record Store Day release. But that's a really special album, and the that song I wrote with a French composer, recording artist named Mehdi Zanad, and he's incredible. And there's Tony Allen playing drums on that track, who was Fela's band leader and drummer, and invented Afrobeat. So that's and it was inspired by a musician that I love named Julius Lester. So, and I remember when we were recording it, Tony Allen really, I was singing scratch vocals while they were doing the backing track. And Tony Allen was very struck by the lyrics. He said, "I've never heard that before. It's very unusual." So yeah.
Thanks again, April March. Please keep making art. Thoroughly enjoy it, and really appreciate your time and taking some time to chat with us. Really appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Bye now.
Okay, thank you so much.
This is Something Rather Than Nothing.